This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we discovered the importance of looking for insight words which help us to understand a portion of the Bible. Now let's do that while reading Mark 7. Notice the repetition of the word unclean in the first 23 verses. It's mentioned 7 times. If you read carefully, you will pick up that what Jesus meant when he used the word unclean was different than what the Pharisees meant. They were primarily concerned with a ceremonial washing of the hand. Jesus was concerned about inner cleanliness. There is a legitimate point to be made for washing your hands after being in the marketplace, but they had built a whole ritualistic procedure that had become a tradition around the washing of your hands. It had little to do with cleanliness for health reasons and lost any tie-in to what God had prescribed as unclean under the Old Covenant. They were far more concerned with people noticing what they did publicly than with what God was looking for. They totally ignore what Jesus pointed out, that unclean isn't focused on what goes into a man, but rather what comes out of a man, such as evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, greed, deceit, slander, arrogance. These reveal what is really in one's heart and what identifies one as unclean. The ceremonial purpose of washing your hands was to remind you that as you come to God for worship or seek to serve Him, don't forget to come to Him for cleansing on the inside. God blesses and uses clean vessels. This insight word helps you to understand Jesus' perspective on the issue of what is unclean or clean. To review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.